Politicians agree that school kids should get the health benefits of milk. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. There's not a lot of bipartisan support for anything in Washington these days, but the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is an exception. Agriculture committees in both the House and Senate have signed off on the bill, which expands milk options in school meal settings. Senator Peter Welch is a Democrat from Vermont.
Bottom line, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids is to put milk on the table for kids. A lot of temptation for kids these days is sodas, you know, sugary drinks that are not nutritionally helpful. So I found a lot of support for this, and the flexibility that we have in the bill for some choice, I think, helps. And it also acknowledges that some kids are lactose intolerant, and obviously we want to protect them from doing something that would be bad for their health.
Welch predicts the bill has a 60% chance of full passage.
If we get it on the floor and get the cooperation of leadership, we get the votes. This is one of those areas of rare bipartisanship that we have right now. The Ag Committee has always had a willingness on the part of those of us who represent rural areas, whether Republican or Democrat, to work together. Our effort is to persuade leadership to put it on the floor, and I think we get it there. We get a vote, and people feel good about it.
Welch returns tomorrow to talk about immigrant workers in the dairy industry. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.